This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:16. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Shamila. And now we're looking at a story from late last week, which was really upsetting, actually, because on Friday, the federal court dismissed an appeal by a 10-year-old boy to obtain Malaysian citizenship. Now, for background, he is born to a Malaysian father and Filipino mother, and the court essentially ruled that the child didn't meet the requirements to be declared Malaysian because the couple registered their marriage in Malaysia 5 months after the child was born in the Philippines.
So there are a few things that are at play here, right? One being this question of gender, really, because it had to do with the fact that the mother is not Malaysian. And because they weren't married when the child was born, then comes in this question of, I hate this word, the illegitimate children, and the fact that they are always automatically they follow the citizenship of the mother. And so that's where the crux of the problem of this situation happens. I think it brings to light multiple issues and problems with this entire process of determining a child's citizenship.
Yeah, and it's not even the first time, really, that they've made, that's why we said appeal, right? Because it's gone all the way up. And so that's what makes it all the more disappointing. We want to just look at how this happened and what needs to change, if we want to prevent it from happening again, what else can be done? So joining us on the line now is lawyer Anu Xavier. Anu, thank you so much for being with us. To start off, could you walk us through the verdict of this case and how it was arrived at?
Okay, let me start by saying this. Good evening, Malaysia, and stay safe. This was a child who was born to a Malaysian father and a Filipino mother. Now, the father is Malaysian with Malaysian citizenship. The mother is a foreigner, so the mother is not a Malaysian citizen. However, when the child was born, a few months later, the marriage was registered legally in Malaysia. DNA test was done to show that both the father and mother were actually the biological parents of this child. When his IC came out, it showed Bukan Warga Negara. They applied to the High Court for citizenship. Unfortunately, they lost. They went to the Court of Appeal. Again, they lost. And recently, at the Federal Court, the highest court in Malaysia, they lost narrowly by 4-3. That means they lost by 3 judges out of 7 judges. One of the issues is at the time when the child was born, he was illegitimate. He was illegitimate because the father and mother's marriage were not registered. That was one of the two problems. So the first problem is the little boy was illegitimate. And then the second problem is the mother is a foreigner.
So could you tell us which specific laws are relevant in this case?
Okay, in Malaysia, we do not have a specific citizenship law. Like in India, we have the Citizenship Act 1955. In UK, we have the British Nationality Act 1981. In Indonesia, we have specific law on citizenship. Australia, we have one. In Malaysia, we do not have a specific law on citizenship. We rely on the federal constitution. And that specific law in the federal constitution on citizenship is found in a few articles. Articles 14, Articles 15, Articles 18, and Article 19. This little boy who applied for citizenship, he applied under Article 14 of the Malaysian Federal Constitution. So Malaysian law on citizenship is only found in our constitution, not in any specific law.
Now, as you mentioned, a key point of contention here is that a so-called illegitimate child must follow the citizenship of their mother. What are your thoughts on this?
Okay, for the past years, which I've been handling such cases in the Malaysian courts, together with many non-governmental organizations which I've lobbied, there is one very tiny section in the federal constitution which states if a child is born illegitimate, then the citizenship of that child must follow the mother. It is a very tiny, obscure provision found in the citizenship. So what many judges do is they take that particular section lock, stock and barrel. In other words, hey, listen, if the child is illegitimate, I'm so sorry, you must follow the mother. So in this case, if the mother is a Filipino from the Philippines, the child must follow the mother's citizenship. However, there are many situations where a child is born illegitimate and later the parents marry. When the parents marry, whether after the child is born or even few years after the child is born, the child becomes legitimated. In other words, the child is no longer illegitimate. When the parents are married and when the child is no longer illegitimate, you don't talk about whether the child was born illegitimate or not. You don't go into the pinnacle or into the historical part of the child.
So, Anu, in the past, we've seen other children being denied their citizenship rights because, you know, as you said, because Malaysian law only allows fathers to automatically confer their nationality to their children. And clearly, there's a gender bias there, right? But why didn't that apply to this particular case that we're talking about, given that his father is Malaysian?
Very good question. The child's father is a Malaysian. The child's mother is a foreigner. So when one of the parent, doesn't matter who the parent is, parent means one, if one of them is Malaysian, either the father is Malaysian or mother is Malaysian, in this case, the father is Malaysian, then you must follow one of the parent. In other words, you follow the father. End of the story, you get your citizenship under Article 14. But many at times, the government lawyer or the senior federal counsel will always say, I'm so sorry, there's one particular part in the federal constitution, is called Rule 17, Rule 1717, where it says that if the mother is foreigner and the child is illegitimate, so sorry, you must follow the mother. And they just follow that particular tiny provisions all along until last week at the federal court.
And what does it mean for the child and the family when citizenship isn't granted?
You see, when you don't have a citizenship in Malaysia, whether you're a child or whether you are an adult, there are a lot of repercussions, a lot of things. Number one is there's a stigma. Many cases which I do, they always come and tell me is the children or the friends in school segregate them because they are not part of Malaysian family. Then when you want to open a bank account, you have no kad pengenalan or you do not have an IC to open up your bank account. You can't do online transactions. You can't do e-commerce. You can't apply for loan. You can't enter university. You can't even get a job because your employer would need to open an account to transmit money or to transfer money. And you can't open a bank account to begin with. You can't fly. You can't do anything online. So you literally become a person who is stateless. Stateless. Now, when the person marries a Malaysian, then the cycle just continues like that for a long time.
You know, on that note, right, should our courts still be using this term, quote-unquote, illegitimate when it comes to children?
Yes, I mean, let's not use that particular word. But unfortunately, and like it or not, that term illegitimate is found in the federal constitution. That means the parents of the child are not lawfully and legally married. So that word has been found in the constitution from the time the constitution has been drafted. There are many former ministers, former parliamentarians, former activists who have lobbied to remove that Rule 17, Rule 17 from the federal constitution. It has been a futile exercise until now. I think that is going to be, and that must be one of the main reform to remove Rule 17 and to make any reference to a child and to term him or term her as illegitimate.
So as you mentioned, being denied citizenship impacts a child in many ways. Should this decision from the court have better taken into account the rights of the child?
Yes. In Malaysia, the rights of the child is very important. The word they use is paramount. And in fact, before the lawyers file a case in court, they normally file an application in JPN, National Registration Department or Jabatan Pendaftaran Negara. The process takes a very long time, 12 months, 15 months, sometimes 2 years. Who grants you the citizenship? Only one person in Malaysia grants you the citizenship, and only one minister, and that is the Home Minister. The Home Minister has absolutely wide powers to grant you a citizenship. At the stroke of his pen, he or her can say, I give you citizenship or I deny you citizenship. And once you're denied, it snowballs until you become 15, 16, 17 years, until the case is filed in court and all the way to appeal.
So before we close off, what legal reforms do you think are needed in our laws on citizenship to better protect the rights of children?
Okay, number one is it's always good to have a specific law on citizenship. Malaysia do not have specific law on citizenship. Other countries or like Australia, India, UK, they have. Number two is even if we don't have citizenship laws, all is not lost. Because in our federal constitution, we have quite adequate provision to grant citizenship. Article 14, Article 15, Article 15A. 15A is a very specific provision on children. And I would urge the authorities and parliamentarians that when parliament is open, and I hope it should be open or will be open soon, they must moot a motion to repeal Rule 17. Remove the word illegitimate child, remove the word child whose parents are not married, and don't make reference to the mother. So remove the illegitimacy provision. If one of the parents is Malaysian, the child must and ought to be granted citizenship.
Anu, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
You too. That was lawyer Anu Xavier sharing his thoughts on the federal court's dismissal of a 10-year-old boy's appeal for Malaysian citizenship. If you would like to share your thoughts on this story, which frankly is upsetting, we get so many of these stories circling through the news, right, about citizenship. And each time I can't help but think to myself, I don't understand it. I mean, it's not that I don't understand it according to what our experts and lawyers tell us. It's more I can't understand the rationale.
And, you know, so much of it feels so antiquated, right? When you hear the explanation, it sounds like, and it is true, these were laws that came into being a long time ago at a time that was very different from now. I think that this is something that needs to be given more attention. If nothing, to bring it more up to date, honestly.
Yeah, because I don't know, just based on what we spoke about, I don't think that that is an understanding of marriage and family and child having that really reflects how modern mores are, or, you know, how people practice it today. So, yes, if you'd like to share your thoughts, you can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. After the 7:30 news, we're going to still be talking about parenting in some ways, because on Everyone's a Critic today, we'll be discussing King Lear. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.